That's just like going to church. I tell you to go to church, brother, go to church. Is that what Jesus said? If he says commit no adultery, what do you think he meant? If he says no lying, it doesn't mean a little bit of lying or a little bit of adultery, does it? No, it doesn't. Because before we learn the truth, if we had done these things and we learned that it's wrong and we repented, he'll forgive us, won't he? Yeah. Kind of like a daddy, you know, and the board. He might tell the son, you know, son, I'm just going to tell you to not do this. If you do this, then I'm going to have to give you 3 licks, you know, or whatever. And he just goes out. And, you know, some of the children, especially boys, they'll just test daddy. You know, when they're little, they'll do it and then look up and grin and say, I wonder what you're going to do. You ever seen children do that? Might have had one or two. They will do it. They'll put you to the test. And right here's the same thing. If we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for that sin. Well, if no sacrifice, then let's see what happens. Verse 27 and 28. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under 2 or 3 witnesses. Now, I don't like what this sounds like so far. Do you? I don't like it at all. Let's see what the next 2 verses says. Of how much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge the lost people. Is that what he said? He'll judge who? That's you and me, isn't it? And that's why we have the problem we have today. It's because we do not obey God. We know that he said, I mean, in the church, how many people in the church today do you think that sleeping around with somebody or that's living with somebody out of wedlock that have heard that God says not to do that? You think all of them have heard that somewhere along the line? The part they haven't heard is this part. You don't hear this preached on very often, do you? I guarantee if you go out and disobey God and you know what the truth is, he's going to give you a severe spanking. And it may even lead to death. I mean, that king we read about a while ago, did he get a spanking when the Lord struck him with leprosy in the middle of his head? And he didn't have the blood of the covenant, did he? So he had it all the rest of his life. And then he died with it. Well, I tell you what I think it would be better to do is to not sin. I think it would be better to walk in obedience to his word and then not be sick, don't you? Because if you get sick, then you got to drive this devil out. And sometimes these beasts are hard to get out. Scary scriptures if you read them. Praise the Lord. Aren't we glad we got Jesus? Yep, this new creature. All things have become new. Oh, goodness. Yep, the devil, there's no two ways about it. The devil makes us sick, but the devil works for God. That's a hard thing for most people to get a hold of. That Jesus, he says, how many things were made by Jesus? All things were made by him and for him, and nothing exists except he made it. Both principalities and powers, dominions and thrones, invisible and visible, were all made by him. And nothing exists except he made it. So what did Jesus make? If it's existing, he made it. Whether you can see it or not, he made it. He's in total control. You got to get a hold of who God is. In fact, to start off this session, Deuteronomy 32:39. We'll go to Deuteronomy 32:39. I think that's the place I want to go. Deuteronomy 32:39, and I want you to see this. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill. First time I read that, it shocked me. I don't know why, because I'd read all kinds of places in the Word where God had killed people. But when I just read that point blank, I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver you out of my hand. That's scary, isn't it? So if you live, who's letting you live? God. If you die, who's making you die? God. If you get wounded, who wounded you? If you get healed, who healed you? God. Who's in control? You know, most people don't believe that. You know that? Yeah, most people. You just ask somebody in church one day, you know, do you believe God would kill you? I was just telling one of the young ladies here a little story at break that I might tell all of you so you will know. But just a few years ago, probably 7 or 8 or 10 years ago, somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe more. No, I guess it was more than that. Maybe 15 years ago. There was a father come to me. That's back when I was still in the Baptist church over here. And I was a Sunday school teacher. And this man came to me and said, Thurman, my 16-year-old daughter has moved in with a 20-year-old boy. And he's not saved. And she's living with this boy. And said, I tried to tell her what she's doing sin, and she will not listen to me. I said, okay. So he said, well, you go talk to her. And I said, okay. So I went over there. And I said, honey, are you really a born-again Christian? She says, yes, I really am a born-again Christian. I said, well, then if you really are, Jesus told you, no sex outside of wedlock, none. She said, but Mr. Scrivener, you know, I'm a Baptist. I'm once saved, always saved. I said, well, you've swallowed a lie. That's not the truth. You're saved if you continue in your walk with Jesus. But you're not saved if you get out there and walk in the devil's world. God's not going to let you come to heaven and living in the devil's world. I said, besides that, he clearly says in his word, if you defile your temple, and I think it's in 1 Corinthians 3:16-17, I believe it is. We might go there, Dave, and see if that's where I think I'm at. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. What does that say to you? Are you the temple of God?
Yes.
You're a born-again daughter of the King? So who lives in your temple? Jesus. Jesus lives in there, doesn't he? So now then, what if you defile that temple with sin? What's he going to do to your temple? What did he say he's going to do to it? Says he's going to destroy it. So I told her, I said, young lady, if you're living with this boy, and I asked the young man, I said, are you a Christian? He said, no, I'm not interested in being a Christian. I don't want to be a Christian. I said, well, okay, if you're not interested. I said, but son, you need to make Jesus Lord of your life. Well, I ain't interested. Well, I told her, I said, young lady, number one, I said, if you were married to this boy, you would still be sinning. Because God told you not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. So anytime a girl or a boy that's a Christian that goes to look for them a mate, number one, they should always ask God to bring them the right mate. They should never get out and look for them themselves. Because your first question, if you're a young lady and some young boy asks you for a date, and you're a Christian, your first question to him should be, are you a spirit-filled, born-again son of God that goes to church and tithes? If he says, what are you talking about? You say, I'm not interested in you. I'll find me another one. That's the very first thing you should do. But how many girls do that? None. Almost none. Almost non-existent. This little girl, she didn't even ask anything. She just moved in with a boy. Because they went together a little while, and she thought she would enjoy living with him, so they just moved in together, took up housekeeping. I went and told her what the scripture says. She said, I said, honey, what that means is God will kill you. She said, Mr. Scrivener, God would never kill me. He would not kill. What did that Deuteronomy 32:39 said? He'll do what? Did he say he'll kill you? Is that what he said? Somebody said, God would never kill. Well, how do you think people die? God kills you. That's how you die. How do you think you live? God lets you live. That's how you live. He's in control of everything. He's controlling everything. We just don't believe it. But anyway, I tried to tell her. She wouldn't listen. I told her, you have to move out. No, I'm not going to. Well, she wouldn't listen. Well, it wasn't long when a boy and a girl live together like that. Usually the inevitable happens. She got pregnant. And she had a baby. Of course, her daddy, after the baby was born, asked me to go back, talk to her again. So I'll make the story short. Over the next 5 years, I went 3 times after she had 3 babies trying to get her to move out and stop living in sin with this boy. And she absolutely refused. Well, the last time I told her, I said, honey, I don't know how many times God's going to warn you, but this is the 3rd time. And he told you to have nothing to do with an unbeliever. He has told you to have nothing to do with sexual immorality. And you have brought 3 little children into the world, and you're not married to this boy. And so all these children are under a curse. I said, you're under a curse, and God's going to judge you. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to judge you. He promises it. I've told you. And what you're doing is sin. And Hebrews 10:26 clearly said, if you have the knowledge of the truth and you continue to live in sin, he's going to judge you. Did he not say that? She didn't believe none of that. Well, she got to be 21, and she was 16, and now she's 21. And her and that 3rd baby and that boy went to bed together one night. And the next morning, the boy woke up and the baby woke up. But in the middle of the night, this 21-year-old girl had a massive heart attack and was stone cold hard dead. She'd been dead several hours whenever they woke up the next morning. 21. I told her 3 times. She didn't believe. Will God do what he said he'll do? He'll do exactly what he said he will do. You know what? If people hear these kind of stories, that ought to make every young man and young woman that if they're not married and they think about having sex with somebody out of wedlock, they ought to think, oh my gosh, I don't want to die. I don't want to catch a venereal disease. I want to keep myself clean and pure and holy. And I'm going to wait on God. You know what? You have no idea, now that we're talking about this, you have no idea how many men and women that I've dealt with in my life that had sex before they got married. I mean, especially people that are been married before and then they lose their mate 10 or 20, 30 years into the life and their mate dies because of some kind of sin. And then they start going with somebody else. And of course, maybe both of them had been married before and they get into a sexual relationship before they get married and have sex several times and then they get married.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, This Book Is Alive, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.